Don't miss our next workshop on mastering the art of grabbing the attention of journalists, influencers, and your clients. Get on our list to just don't miss this fantastic workshop. You are wondering if PR is for you? If you could do your own PR? Well, this podcast is for you. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello and welcome to the 184th episode. No, 185th. Yes, 185th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. We talk about public relations and how it can be a shock treatment for introverts. Are you like me? Are you a really deep introvert? When I was a marketing director, I firmly believed that one needed to have this, you know, flamboyant personality to become a public relation professional. You know, those people who are, you know, so bright. They just attract so many people. They're loud. They talk very easily. And I'm like, well, this is what you need to do. That's my belief was, this is how you had to be a PR professional. And I was considering myself privileged not to have to sell, you know, in brackets, sell my stories to journalists like they were doing. But if you listen to episode 135, 136, 137, and even 179, the more recent one, where I talk about my discovery of public relations and how I discovered public relations, you will see that, to my great surprise, I succeeded in getting my bosses, you know, I was able to get them featured, interview on major TV networks sometimes. I was able to have their projects talked about, their clothing collections featured, record project like new CDs, Project Lounge talked about very successfully. I managed to do this even with remaining true to myself, remaining the introvert that I was, reserved, discreet, far from the spotlight. Yes. So that was a huge discovery for me. This is why you might hear me say that I'm really healing myself with my public relations agency. I make laugh clients when I say that. I make them laugh because they're like, really? I wouldn't have never, you know, guessed that you are an introvert. So if you are like me, my marketing and PR friends, an internal introvert, know there is hope and that connecting with the outside world can be fun and you can learn it. I'm the incarnation of this, like it's possible. Yes, it is. Even today. I very often choose to stay at home with my dog, Ali, rather than go to a friend party, especially if there's more than four people there. It's a group of people. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go there. Too many people to talk to. So yes, I'm an introvert and love to be alone. So let me tell you, so you can imagine how much time it took me to create this podcast and to record it and to create the Nata PR School podcast. It took me a few years, yes. Yet, I love to share and, you know, broadcast my knowledge, but I come from a long time before the era of what we call today personal branding. So personal branding is really something I really had to learn. And well, from that era, you know, a long time ago, it was not super well perceived, especially when PR experts were broadcasting themselves and putting their self forward. So in this old school of thought, it was even perceived as something negative when someone was just promoting himself. Like our clients were thinking, what's that? They're spending so much time talking about themselves and I'm paying them and they don't promote us. So what's going on? But it's very different today because, of course, of social media and had the benefits that we gain, each of us. Like it's so accessible now to talk about who we are, promote ourselves. So public relations professional exist to make their clients shine, of course. And today they can even broadcast their own achievement. So I really, really, really tamed public relations, one article, one interview at a time. So if you are afraid, if you fear shining, know that I understand you. I know where you're coming from because I'm still like that today. That's my first thought is like, no, I don't want to do it. But the benefits are too important to ignore, my friends. So benefits are huge and you need to learn that and go over your introvert personality. Why? Because you will attract the right clients to you, especially if you are a business owner or a solopreneur. So PR can be amazing for you. So you will attract the right clients. They will respond to who you are. You will increase your visibility, increase your trust. So they will trust you more if they see you and get to learn you. And of course, number four, you will increase your sales. So benefits are huge. Attract the right clients to you, increase your credibility. Clients will trust you and you will increase your sales. Yes. You know that photo with this known personality? Let's say you have the chance to meet Taylor Swift in person. And of course, you take a picture of her, you broadcast it on all your social media platforms. Well, I'm so bad with this. I still forget to have myself photographed with those personalities, known people that I know. Even worse, sometimes I do have the picture taken and I forget to put it on my Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok account. Yes, I'm that bad. So as you can see, I'm treating myself to become less introvert and to be able to learn how to connect with people with my public relation agency. And you can do the same, my friend. So it goes to such an extent in my case that during a workshop, we were asked to step out of our comfort zone, you know, get out of your comfort zone. What would you do if you would get out of your comfort zone? Do something you wouldn't dare otherwise. Does that sound familiar to you? That was the concept a few years back, like get out of your comfort zone. And to me, I couldn't grasp this concept. I couldn't understand what it meant, getting out of your comfort zone, to the point where I realized that this is what I'm doing every single day of my life. I'm always so out of my comfort zone that I couldn't figure out how to do it more. So, yeah. Living of my comfort zone. This is what I do every day, communicating, interacting with media, influencers, you, my friends, you, my PR and marketing friends, and our clients. And as you might have guessed, of course, my comfort zone is when I'm alone at home. But this is not where I'm the happiest. I love to be alone, but I need to connect. At the end of the day, we're humans, my friends, and we need to connect with each other. So as you can imagine, the pandemic was not such difficult for me. It was even a happy moment for me. It was not difficult at all, right? I didn't have to connect with people, meet face to face. So I was quiet in my little corner. But after a while, even introverts need to connect. Yes, we do. We're humans. So yes, public relations can be a big shock treatment for introverts like you and me. But it's so beneficial. It is a beneficial treatment. So yes, the benefits are too big to ignore. So if you want to start working on your introvert side, PR is a great way to cure yourself, heal yourself. So don't miss this. We're preparing a workshop. It's going to be, I thought it was going to be in March, but it's going to be April 3rd. Many changes, as you can see. So this workshop will be about, you know, the mastering the art of grabbing attention of, you know, your clients, influencers, and journalists, of course. So get on our list if you're not, natapr.com, just to receive the information and make sure you don't miss it. So I hope to see you maybe in this workshop, or more than anything, I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.